Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Dr. Christopher Busby, chemical physicist, joining us to break down the incredible developments of Fukushima coming up in the next segment from England. Right now, let's jam in some more of your calls after he leaves us at the bottom of the hour. We'll continue with the calls and news. Ralph in Texas. Ralph, you're on the air. Thank you for joining us.
Are you looking for Ross?
Okay, we'll call you Ross. Ross, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. God bless you, and thank you for so much what you're doing for us. Alex, I just wanted to tell you, when I had the opportunity to read your article and see the video about the six-year-old girl being molested by the TSA, I absolutely lost it. I can't believe how complacent the mother was and the American people to keep allowing this to happen. God didn't give me children, but I have to tell you the reason he didn't, because I would be in jail, because I would have been all over that situation.
Well, that's because you still have your common sense and your humanity. Go ahead.
I'm actually shaking inside because I just can't believe that our country has come to this. And Alex,
well, the next step is herding people into pits and shooting them in the back of the head. I mean, the Nazis did this same thing where they trained people to put their hands on them at first.
Well, think about this, Alex. What if that little girl came back with a so-called positive urine test or blood test? First off, that little girl's traumatized for the rest of her life. And think about this. What if those pedophiles that stand behind those screens watching this decided that was one of the children they wanted to get into CPS?
Well, they've already been doing that and caught, and they've already been caught stealing people's goods and everything else you can list. I mean, they're hiring a bunch of crooks at TSA.
Well, Alex, the Bible teaches us that we're supposed to shout out the injustices that are happening in our country. And I guess this is my...
That's right. The Bible says it 100 times or more. But the churches are financed by the government now and controlled. So they say, no, we're supposed to love this. This is good. Hand your children over to Moloch.
No. That's the worst thing we can do. Our children are the most precious thing that God has given us. And for this to keep going on, I'm beside myself at the complacency of the American people. That would have, I mean, if I had seen something like that happen in public to somebody's child, I would have physically intervened and snatched that child up. I might end up in jail, but at least I've been doing the right thing.
Well, that's what this is. This is a test to break our will and normalize this activity. We've got to say no. Thank you, Ralph. The video's up on Infowars.com. Susie in Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Hello.
Or the last guy was Ross. Yes, Susie, go ahead.
Hi. I wanted to contribute that yesterday I picked up my nieces from public school, and the first thing my niece says to me is, radiation's good for us.
So they're teaching them in the public schools that radiation is good for them.
Just a little bit of radiation's okay for us. Evidently so.
Well, you just heard a nuclear physicist, former head of the Star Wars program, say that that's a lie, and we know it's a lie, but this is how these people operate. So, did you ask her specifically what she was taught?
No, it was one of her teachers in conversation, and that's one of the first things she told me that she learned today in school.
Of course, the South Koreans are staying indoors and wearing masks, but I guess they're evil.
Yeah, and then just the fact of the dumbifying our children, and there's no longer cursive writing being taught in the schools either. And so now they won't be able to read past generations' journals. She won't be able to read what I write in my diaries.
Well, that's what 1984 is all about, removing the language, dumbing everything down, shortening the rote of the language, condensing things where people can't communicate. It's all being done scientifically. We've had the former head of the Department of Education Policy on, Charlotte Iserby, to break that down, and she has all the documents in her book that's free online at deliberatedumbingdown.com. Thank you so much, Susie. Frank, Tim, Lou Ann, and others, we'll get to you, but first, Dr. Christopher Busby will be joining us on the other side to break down what the radiation is really doing. He's been vindicated from what he said here 3 weeks ago about this being as bad as Chernobyl.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available, so get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The next 30 minutes or so, Dr. Christopher Busby is our guest. He advises EU research commissions, the BBC. He, of course, is also a professor, PhD, from the University of Kent, researching RAMA, spectro-electrochemistry. He's a chemical physicist. And he was on with us more than 3 weeks ago, a week or so into this crisis. He said, look, this is already as bad or worse than Chernobyl. There's a cover-up. We saw the MOX-1, number 3 reactor blow-up, shooting fuel rods everywhere. It's now admitted. Japanese documents have been released. The New York Times buried it, but did report that they just covered it upwards of a mile away, spent fuel rods by the thousands, the hundreds of thousands, with bulldozers, 7.5 million times normal levels of radiation being pumped into the ocean. And now they've had more earthquakes, and the governor of the prefecture of Fukushima says there's been a huge cover-up. Their hospitals have filled up with people with radiation sickness, and it was been reported 2 weeks ago that many doctors won't treat them, believing it's dangerous to even be around them. South Koreans aren't going to school or work, many of them. They're wearing masks. The Chinese are responding the same way. The EPA is upping, depending on the isotope, 24,900 times safe level of radioactive nickel, 100,000 times increase in radioactive iodine, 131. I've got the list. And our media is basically not even reporting it. States and local governments have picked up upwards of 300 times safe levels of radioactive iodine, other isotopes in milk and food. But they're saying this is safe. And you've got the media with Ann Coulter and others running around saying that this is wonderful. We've also got Mambiot, as we talked about a few weeks ago, saying he's all for nuclear power now. This really shows that it's great. And they make these nonsensical statements to just shock us into submission. But Dr. Busby joins us to break down the latest developments at Fukushima. They now admit as bad, a number 7, and that's the highest on the scale for nuclear disaster. And they say it may keep going on for months or even longer. And it seems like the Japanese government's paralyzed. They keep pulling the rescuers out, the emergency workers out, saying the radiation's too high. There's neutron beams for 3 weeks shooting out. Dr. Busby, it looks like you've been 100% vindicated from your analysis here, and that it's even worse than what you were saying. But there's a new sheriff in town. Just like you said, the key is what they already say is safe is too high. Well, now they're raising it between 25,000 and 100,000 times safe levels as pure Alice in Wonderland brainwashing enters the equation.
Well, yes, Alex, it's criminal irresponsibility, in my opinion. And ultimately, I think when these people start to die of cancer, I do hope that they can take legal cases against the individuals, the named individuals, who I see day and every single day being trotted out endlessly on the television and in the media generally, talking down this whole disaster. And it is a global catastrophe, and I don't think that it's any longer possible to just leave it to the Japanese government and the Japanese taxpayers to deal with this, because this is a nuclear industry problem. The nuclear industry, who have expanded over the whole of the planet, telling us that we would have energy too safe to be metered, and talking about the safety of their nuclear reactors. It's the nuclear industry that built these reactors in Japan. They were even designed in the United States, the General Electric reactors. And those are the people, through the international community, who should foot the bill and who should go in there and sort this business out. And the first thing that they should do is start bringing in clean food to the people in Tokyo and Ibaraki, who are enormous population, 36 million people in Tokyo. And there's even radioactivity to the south and to the west of Tokyo now, as I see from the studies that we've done. And in the area, in the 100-kilometer area around Fukushima, we have already calculated what the cancer toll will be in the next 10 years, and it's upwards of 200,000 cancers in that region. And if you go out to the 200 kilometers and add them all up, it's about 400,000 extra cancers. No. So what can I say? I mean, I don't want to say, "Hey, I told you so," because it's also too depressing that I was right.
Well, expanding on that, a week and a half ago, India banned any imports of Japanese seafood or produce or any of their other edible products. But here, the feds are not releasing radiation levels, are not testing fish. They've raised levels, saying that's why they don't need to. And Dr. Bob Bowman was on last hour. He said people that do eat fish from that area, you know, one fish that's been exposed to the 7.5 million normal levels, that'll be enough to kill people within a few months to a few years. Generally, you'll just see overall cancer increases here in the United States that has double the regular radiation that a place like Australia has just from Chernobyl, not to mention Western Europe or Eastern Europe. And so they're just out of sight, out of mind, no discussion of even testing people on flights, even though they have tested some previously and found high levels of radiation. They just quit doing the testing. So it's a policy of just brushing it under the rug and acting like it doesn't exist and just allowing all this Japanese produce to be dumped into the United States.
Well, this is a democratic issue. I'm a scientist. I mean, all I can do is advise on what I believe to be the consequences of these radiation exposures. And my advice, which we put up on the website of the Low Level Radiation Campaign and also in another website called BSRRW, Baltic Sea Radiation Risk Watch, we've been putting our monitoring advice up on there. And our advice to the people is just don't believe the government. I mean, don't believe the spokespeople of the governments, of the administrations, of the EPA, of, in my country, the Health Protection Agency, or the Japanese authorities. All of these people all along have been saying there's no problem, and then when something is forced out into the open, they then say, oh, well, there might be a problem, but it's not as bad as all that. and it just goes on endlessly, endlessly, endlessly. And just like I said last time I was on your program, that this is just a repeat performance of Chernobyl. Actually, in the way that it's been covered up, in some sense, it's worse than Chernobyl. It's worse than Chernobyl because, you know...
Well, the Russians were excoriated.
They actually evacuated the area to 30 kilometers when the Chernobyl power station exploded. Very quickly, they busted. They brought in buses from all over the Soviet Union, and they got their people out from the 30-kilometer zone. In the case of Fukushima, they've maintained a 20-kilometer zone, even when the International Atomic Energy Agency was saying that the levels of radioactive contamination on the ground out to 68 kilometers. So this is seven times the area of the Chernobyl contamination zone. Seven times the area. And they were still allowing people to live there, and they still now allow people to live there. So the exclusion zone, which has only now been extended to 30 kilometers, is still not adequate. It needs to be extended to at least 100 kilometers, maybe 200 kilometers. And the people of Tokyo, and you can see this on the measurements that are available, the external radiation measurements that are obtainable from the Japanese website, MEXT, you can see that the contamination is already significant in Tokyo, where you have 36 million people. So they need to bring in fresh water, fresh food, from elsewhere, from uncontaminated parts of the world. This is a global operation. They need to do that now, or the death toll will be absolutely monstrous, and the people responsible should go to jail. There's no question about that.
But going back to what you said, you're absolutely right about the Russian situation. The Russians covered it up for a few days but did pull people back, and then they were excoriated for it and still are. But then you see the West with Japan and General Electric, full court press, still involved in a cover-up at every level. It just shows they're intending to keep building new reactors, keep the old ones open, and just continue moving forward with this. As the fertility drops, can you speak more to the numbers on what we know increased background radiation is doing to countries that have these systems in place?
Well, we know that from the research that I've done, that the nuclear power stations themselves cause about a doubling of risk of a whole range of cancers and an increased risk, maybe up to 10 times risk, of childhood cancers and leukemias. But the real problem is from the radiation itself, that they leak endlessly, and from the reprocessing plants that there are and the waste that is produced and the uranium that is produced as a result of the uranium mining, and most of all the nuclear weapons testing, which occurred in the 1960s, between 1959 and 1963, there was an orgy of superpower testing, which generated really large quantities of these novel radionuclides, like plutonium-239 and strontium-90 and cesium-137, and all of these things that are coming out of Fukushima, of course. And this material, together with the depleted uranium that's being produced, that's being used in large quantities in the various Middle Eastern wars and in Afghanistan, is just floating about the world and has increased the cancer risk in the world. So we have had a 30 to 40% increase in cancer in real terms. I mean, you don't need to go to the cancer registry to find this out. You only have to walk down any high street to see the number of cancer charity shops that have been generated over this period. And everybody has people who've died of cancer, who know people, even dogs and cats and budgerigars. They've all died of cancer. There's an absolute cancer epidemic. Well, this is caused by the increase in the quantities of these novel radioactive substances into the environment. And in addition to this, of course, as I said last time I was talking with you, they are causing increases in infertility. So it's getting harder and harder to have children now. So they have all these fancy techno fixes, you know. So you can have all sorts of types of test tube baby and IVF, and so
you can have three parents.
As I said to you before, like in the 60s, there was no need for all these things. People had babies more or less when they said hello to each other. It was trying not to have babies that seemed to be the problem in those days. So if this goes on, and it does seem to be getting a lot worse now with Fukushima, because this is going to flood the globe with more radionuclides, it's going to be a case of actually having no more people. There's going to be so much infertility in human beings, but also in other species too, that life on the planet itself will be threatened.
I believe this.
There have been measurements made in the Middle East, in Jerusalem, a few years ago.
Dr. Busby, stay there. We're going to come right back to you. I want to get to that area on the measurements in Jerusalem. And then we'll also discuss the fact that they're setting the precedent to just raise the background radiation level and say it's healthy.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Alex Jones here with key information. The U.S. government is a Ponzi scheme that relies on the Treasury continuously selling large amounts of government bonds to foreign central banks. With Japan about to become a seller of U.S. bonds in order to rebuild its own nation, and the U.S. antagonizing China by calling them currency manipulators, the Federal Reserve, which is already buying about 70% of U.S. treasuries, will soon be the only buyer left of U.S. treasuries. Our friends at the National Inflation Association believe that the U.S. dollar will soon become worthless, and Americans will see the purchasing power of their incomes and savings destroyed. I strongly urge my fellow Americans to sign up for the free NIA newsletter at www.inflation.us. If you are sick and tired of the economic propaganda in the mainstream media, sign up for free at inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you suffer from adrenal fatigue? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings can deposit into your kidneys and adrenals and cause them to lose up to 60% of their functional capacity? I've had firsthand experience with the damage mercury can do to the body. I've made it a life's work to figure out what went wrong after I got 2 large mercury fillings put into my teeth. I also know the most effective means by which the body can remove mercury. It has to do in large part with how well your liver functions and how much glutathione your cells produce. The number one superfood that supports optimal levels of glutathione is cold-processed whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is unheated whey protein from grass-fed cows. It is the most bioactive, undenatured whey protein on the market. People are reporting health improvements from this one product that I've not seen in 20 years of clinical nutritional practice. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Chemical physicist, nuclear radiation poisoning expert, Dr. Christopher Busby, is our guest. Doctor, you were getting into radiation levels rising in and around the Holy Land, but then I wanted, in the brief time we have left with you, correct me if I'm wrong, but the system is openly just saying, look, we're just going to raise normal background levels and just get you to accept that radiation is good for you and the Japanese ought to be thankful. And just like until 1991, they wouldn't let the troops use DU. After that, they waved a magic wand, said ignore all the old army reports saying it'll kill troops, you know, with a soft kill in a few decades if they use this weapon, maybe even quicker. And now they just say go ahead and use it. So the attitude is just go all the way.
Well, radiation is not good for you, and the risk agencies, all of the international risk agencies, will state in their documents that the smallest dose of radiation can cause damage, and that damage can lead to cancer. So radiation is not good for you. So that's the first thing. The second thing is that if you have a set of regulations that relate to something that's acceptable in terms of radiation exposure, in other words, to illness, because they just said that is illness, then you can't just suddenly change those. I mean, in what way do you have any mandate from the people, from the public whose taxes pay you to protect them, to just arbitrarily change the baseline when you decide that it's useful to the nuclear industry to do that? It's totally unacceptable. It's quite wrong. It's in fact criminally wrong, in my opinion.
Yes, sir. You were, before you got interrupted by the break, you were getting into increased radiation levels in Israel.
Well, I was saying that following the increase in the concentration of uranium from the uranium weapons usage in 1991, the whole of that area has become contaminated with uranium particles. And there was a study done a couple of years ago of sperm counts in young men in Jerusalem, and I think that the figure was that there was a 40% reduction in the last 10 years in the sperm count, the viable sperm count in young men who were studied in this Jerusalem hospital. And the conclusions of the people doing the study said that if it continued at that rate, because there was a rate of falling over the last 10 years, by the year 2020, there would be no more Israeli people. That would be the end of it, because everybody would be infertile. I think that's rather a problem, really. And it's similar to the general fall in sperm counts that have occurred in globally since the weapons fallout in the 1960s.
Now, looking at this, obviously this is a disaster for the nuclear industry. That's why they're trying the psychological tactic of just throwing it in everybody's face right now. Do you think that's going to be successful with their psychological judo of saying everyone should be thankful? This is good.
Well, I have to say that we have had massive support for the various programs where I've managed to get into the media to argue all of these things that I've been arguing. Basically, arguing that the dose risk idea that they have, the risk model that they have, is totally incorrect for internal radionuclides. And I think the people are not fooled anymore. I have to say that. I think probably because of the internet and because of people like you, people who can get the truth out onto the internet and through independent channels of communication, I think that the public are no longer fooled. Anyway, I sincerely hope that that's the case. And they are voting with their feet, too. They aren't drinking the water and they aren't drinking the milk, and so they're not really taking the advice that is given to them by the authorities.
And now it's all over the Japanese news that the people are becoming enraged. They know they've been lied to. So even the very polite Japanese, slow to anger, are coming out and saying, we know this is a fraud. I've seen the reports now for 2 weeks, though, that Japanese doctors are so concerned about radiation that they're refusing to even treat, in some areas, people with radiation poisoning because they don't want to come in contact with them. I mean, that's terrible on the surface, but that'll give you an idea of just how serious this is.
Even be more serious than is being suggested now. Last time I spoke with you, I said I thought that this was a singularly Japanese problem, but I think that these reactors are still fissioning. We know from the isotope ratios that are being measured. Some of the isotopes that are being measured are very short-life isotopes, which only occur after fission. And so we know that these reactors are still fissioning, so this material is still being released. It's not as if it all released suddenly, and that's it, and all we've got to do now is kind of start covering it up with concrete and hope it'll go away. That isn't the case. What you've got is naked reactors functioning there on the ground in the open and producing radioactivity, which is slowly going to pollute the planet, and something has to be done about it. It's potentially extremely
serious. Dr. Busby, do 5 more minutes with us, then we're going to go everybody's calls. I want you to be able to finish up with the fact that we have these boiling, burning, exploding cauldrons, and now the Japanese government, under the radar, says this could go on for months, this could go on for years. We'll be right back and look at the different scenarios that could unfold.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Here we go. The Spring Break $99 deal from Life Change Tea. Hit it, boys.
If you want it, here it is. Come and get it. But you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's right. 2 months of Super Tea and a 45-day supply of Fat Burners for just $99. Spring into health for just $99. Feel good. Clean your body. Lose weight. It works immediately, so call now. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can purchase online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember,
Sonny, if you want it, here it is. Come and get it. But you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's getthetea.com.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Christopher Busby, radiation specialist, chemical physicist, is our guest for a few more minutes. Then I'm going to your phone calls and other important news today. But when we went to the break, you were getting into the fact that this is ongoing. And it's so bad, the radiation's so high, they pulled out the emergency workers yet again. And they're talking about people getting... In just 5 hours working there, enough of a dose that the head of the plant said it would roughly kill half the people that come in contact with it. We're not seeing a lot of reports about radiation sickness. We see some going back 2 weeks ago in the hospitals. So it looks like that's being underplayed there. We see our media here in the United States saying, hey, don't worry, the government's just raising the safe level. I want you to speak about the different scenarios that can now unfold at these 6 reactors, including 2 of them they successfully shut down. Number 5 has still had problems and partial meltdown. I want to talk about that in closing, but I also want to go back to, you mentioned an event in Russia in the early 50s where a facility holding rods actually blew up, and I want to talk about what type of explosion that was. Please continue.
Yes, okay. Well, as far as the future is concerned, we are really in science fiction territory, so I don't want to make too many predictions about this. What you have is you have reactors that are spread. And so all the radionuclides that are being produced, all the huge amounts of fission and neutron radionuclides that are being produced are just being distributed out into the atmosphere and into the water that's surrounding this. And then, of course, when the rain falls, goes into the sea. And then the sea will then distribute this stuff up and down the coast. And eventually it will begin to contaminate the Pacific. The Pacific is very big, though. So, I mean, in the few months' time, I don't think that the long-range problem there will be very great. But a lot of the gaseous radionuclides will certainly make their way across to the United States, and already they're doing that, and there are increased levels there, which I think are now becoming a cause for concern. So you've got this stuff out of the box. That's the problem there, and something has to be done about it. Now, I have to tell you that this is some confidential information that came to me. I can't say who from, but they're so concerned about it, the authorities, that they've developed an argument between the United States advisors and the French advisors over what to do. And the United States advisors wanted to bomb these reactors into the sea, and the French advisors wanted to drop concrete on top of them to sort of seal them up. But the problem there is, if you seal them up, they're still fissioning away underneath the concrete, and that will go on virtually forever, certainly for a very long time, as much as a year. And so we have, and there would be a good argument for bombing them into the sea, because rather than taking the seawater to the reactor, you take the reactor to the seawater, and then if you split it up into small enough pieces, you reduce the fissioning. Then, in a sense, you could seal off that bit of sea and then pick them up with robots from under the water. That might be a possibility. But like I say, this is science fiction stuff, you know? I mean, who can possibly figure out what the best way to do this is? We have a global catastrophe on our hands here. As I said, it was potentially a global catastrophe. Now we go to Kishtim. In 1959, I think it was, there was an explosion in Kishtim in the Mayak facility at Chelyabinsk, and that was an explosion related to fuel rods which melted down in a nuclear waste repository, and the explosion contaminated, I think it was 1,000 square kilometers of land, which became completely isolated. Nobody could go in there. It was highly radioactive. So it is entirely possible that there might be an explosion, but I think actually in the case of this, unless the plutonium concentrations get high or become separated in some way, then probably there won't be an explosion. There'll be like a sort of ongoing explosion, if you like to think of it like that.
Well, that was my next point, is that I've read some physicists say that if they are able to separate out the plutonium, the uranium, and then other isotopes, that you can get some type of actual chain reaction. Then I've had other physicists on who say that they don't think that was possible, but the same physicist said he didn't think 5 or 6 could have a meltdown because they've been shut down before the event, and 5 has now.
I don't think anybody knows quite what happens at these temperatures under these conditions, and there are all sorts of parameters that have never been involved before, like seawater, like sodium chloride, like molten salts, all sorts of things that would never have been experimented on. So in principle, it might be possible for if the plutonium to separate from the general mix, for there to be a Kishtin-type explosion, in which case it would blow all this stuff, vaporize it, all this stuff up into the atmosphere, and then we would really be in deep trouble. So there might be some argument, and I think maybe this is why there was this panicky, hysterical decision to bomb them into the sea, but maybe there's some sense in that. Who knows?
Okay, final question, and we're going to let you go, Dr. Busby. We appreciate the time. Looking at this situation at Fukushima, I know you don't like to look into the future, but they said it could go on for months or longer. I mean, from researching this, from seeing other cases, how long do you think it could go on, A? And then B, we see reports of governments and the UN saying that Chernobyl in 86 was 400 times a Hiroshima. Why are reactor meltdowns so much more dirty than an atomic or hydrogen explosion, or is that wrong?
Yeah, no, that's right. They are more dirty. And the reason they're more dirty is because they have vast amounts of uranium. I mean, the atomic bomb at Hiroshima was a limited amount of uranium. I don't know, kilograms, maybe a ton total. What we're talking about here is several thousand tons. I mean, the number of spent fuel rods there, I understood it was about 1,700 tons of spent fuel. And each of these reactors probably contains about 100 to 150 tons of uranium and plutonium and mixed radionuclides. So there's just a lot more stuff. That's basically it. The Chernobyl accident, which I think actually now, having talked to some Russians last week in Berlin, was a nuclear explosion and not a hydrogen explosion, because there was a particular fission ratio of xenon isotopes which defined it as a nuclear explosion. That one vaporized at very most 200 tons, and the argument was that it was only 50 tons. Well, here we have a lot more than that. We have a huge amount of fuel here that can go up in the air, and a lot of it already has.
So clearly from the Russian example, some type of chain reaction is theoretically possible. Again, I'm a...
No, that is right. The Russian explosion, which everybody has said, and they still are saying, was a hydrogen explosion. I talked to some Russian nuclear physicists last week in Berlin, and they showed information from the Radium Institute in St. Petersburg. They measured the isotopes xenon-133 and xenon-133M. And the ratio between those two isotopes defines whether it's a nuclear explosion or whether it's just a nuclear fission inside a reactor. It's either 22 or it's 12, and I think it was 15. So in other words, it was mainly a nuclear explosion, Chernobyl, not a hydrogen explosion, as they said. And my belief is that these also have been nuclear explosions and not hydrogen explosions.
Whoa, I said last question, but this is bombshell. You're out there, you're on major boards in Europe, you're talking to top nuclear engineers, and not only does it look like there was a nuclear explosion at this 50s event in Russia, they're saying Chernobyl was really some type of atomic chain reaction.
Correct, absolutely so. The definition is based on the measurements of xenon isotope ratios made at the Radium Institute in St. Petersburg. It was given as a paper by two Russian nuclear physicists from that institute last week in a Chernobyl conference in Berlin where I was talking.
Dr. Busby, can I ask you a favor, or a favor for humanity? I want to have Kurt Nemma, one of my writers, right now, we'll call him up here and call you back at home or your office, or can you send to an email we'll give you, maybe a two-paragraph write-up to make sure we get the isotopes correct? And
yeah, sure. They are xenon-133 and xenon-133M, which is a metastable isotope of xenon.
Sure. It's just my writers, because they're not nuclear physicists or chemical physicists,
okay, well,
don't like to do this.
ChristoGreenAudit.org. Okay, have you got my email? Or c.busby@ulster.ac.uk.
Yeah, what we're going to do, sir, is we're going to give you our email, and if you could just write up in two paragraphs what you just said. Jaron, will you put Dr. Busby on hold here in a moment and give him your email? And just because when the show ends, sir, I'm going to go write an article with Kurt Nemo. How fast can you send me just two paragraphs to be put in the story?
Well, I could do it in 5 minutes, I guess.
Okay, well, that's very gracious. Anything else you'd like to add, we'll put it into a story, because you are highly respected, one of the chief advisors of the BBC as well. Just in closing, because you said something very powerful there, you're saying, and you've been proven completely right in your analysis of the last month and 2 days, you're saying, sir, that evidence points towards chain reaction, some type of atomic explosion in and around Fukushima, and that's what you're saying.
No, I'm saying that Chernobyl was a nuclear explosion. I'm saying that there's no evidence that there was a nuclear explosion at Fukushima, but my belief is that there was, okay? So we don't have evidence for that. We would have to have the xenon isotope ratios. But what I am saying is that all of this talk about hydrogen explosions and Chernobyl being a hydrogen explosion is not true for Chernobyl. Chernobyl was not a hydrogen explosion. It was a nuclear explosion.
Okay. I understand that. And what really puts the cherry on top of... Or the coup de grace of this whole thing is that they will never release the actual isotope readings we've noticed, and for 3 weeks they wouldn't release anything for the two prefectures in and around Fukushima, which they now admit they didn't release because they didn't want to scare people, and that adds weight to what you're saying. If they don't want to release the exact isotope readings, that's because they don't want the fingerprint of atomic chain reaction.
Maybe so, but my feeling is not that. My feeling is that they don't want people to know how much plutonium and uranium there is floating about, because that's really dangerous stuff. All this iodine, the focus on iodine is a red herring in a way. and even on cesium-137, the really seriously dangerous isotopes are the uranium isotopes and the plutonium, because they are alpha emitters, and they come along as particles, as particulates. So they float about the place like little hot coals, and then when you inhale them, they go inside you and produce massive doses to the local tissue. That's the problem.
Okay, we'll do this.
It's those particular alpha emitters that we need to know about, and we certainly need to know about them in the United States as well, because if there's a slight increase in iodine, it could well be that's associated also with the existence of these airborne particles, and it's the particles that are the problem. To say nothing of the tritium, we haven't heard about the isotope tritium, which will be produced in massive, massive, massive amounts as tritiated water, which is sort of radioactive water. I would like to know very much what the tritium level is in the tap water in Tokyo.
Well, they have reported some tritium levels. I've seen that in the press. Now, expanding on this, and we're going to let you go, just perhaps so we have a grasp of the history, a paragraph on the Russian incident, a paragraph on your meeting with the Russian scientist on Chernobyl, believing that was some type of atomic explosion, and then your statement on that, so we could have those three paragraphs from you and anything else you'd like to add. We really appreciate your gracious time. And what is the best website for us to learn more, Dr. Busby?
We're putting all our stuff on the website of the Low Level Radiation Campaign, LLRC.org. But in terms of the risk model, you need to go to the European Committee on Radiation Risk website, where we have now, because of the Fukushima accident, we have now released the 2010 report as a free download. So anybody can have that cost £70. That was to buy that report. But now, because of the extraordinary developments in Fukushima, we feel that everybody should have access to that report. So it's a free download from the Euradcom, EURADCOM.org. You can get it from there. And this is the risk model that will tell you how many people are going to die after any sort of exposure.
Yeah, well, my dad separately took physics at UT, where they have a reactor, when he was in college, and he said they talked in that they believed a meltdown could properly separate out, like you said, and then, I don't want to butcher what he said, but then some type of ion beam or almost electrical charge could go through it, and that could create the chain reaction. Am I butchering what he said?
I don't know. I didn't hear what he said. But my the point is that if you have enough plutonium together in one place, the neutron flux gets high enough for it to achieve prompt criticality. So the question is whether or not the plutonium can separate from the uranium. Plutonium oxide can separate from the uranium oxide at these extremely high temperatures that there are. And I don't think enough is known to be able to say that that's impossible.
All right, amazing. We're going to put you on hold and give you that internal email. We've got make sure we've got your email, and we're waiting in the next 20 minutes or so to get that key email so we can add that to an article we're going to do. Dr. Christopher Busby, thank you for joining us.
Okay.
All right, amazing information there, ladies and gentlemen. That would basically really change the whole paradigm of what we're looking at here. And I went online and read other physicists saying that there could be some type of atomic reaction, nuclear explosion with these reactors. And then I talked to a lot of other people and did some more research, and they say that it is in the realm of possibility. But regardless, you got the equivalent of dirty bombs going off every day, just pumping this into the atmosphere. We'll take calls for the rest of this segment and the next. I didn't mean to keep Dr. Busby that long, but that information was just too powerful. Let's go ahead and talk to Daniel in New Jersey. Daniel, you're on the air. Welcome. Thanks for holding.
Hi, I just have two questions. I graduated high school last year, and I came across your show while traveling in my gap year before college. And I used to live a really sheltered life, full of the typical middle-class American lives. But now, after listening to your show and a lot of books and documentaries that I've read, I think I have a really good grip on the real world I live in. All I really have of value to my name is a job and time. And my question to you is, how not just me, but other young adults my age invest our time or resources with the impending troubles to come?
Well, I wouldn't wait till you perfect your message or your information. I would go, it might be a town 50 miles away, it might be the town you're in, but I would go and take the little classes and pay the fee or whatever and do a live access TV show or a tape TV show. And whether you reach 100 people in a small town or 10,000 in a city like Austin on average with an access show, I would air films on access, I would start a blog. Start shooting your own YouTube videos. You know, that's free, just the webcam. And I would have your voice heard and reach out to other people and start a local organization for Liberty, Sons and Daughters of Liberty. And I would, you know, get together with like-minded people and start speaking at city council against fluoridation. The journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. And we need more leaders and more educators to rise up in the system, because we are the majority. We have right on our side. We have history on our side. And so I would start with a blog. I'd start with a radio blog. I'd start with a YouTube channel and just get up there and turn the camera on. Or if you don't want your face on TV, on the web, just put a image up, you know, a map of the world or whatever, and just talk. And then put out your email and say, I'm going to organize with other local people. Because the globalists can't deal with a mass of awakened people taking action. You don't have to save the world by yourself. It's that resistance that causes victory.
Right. Okay, and then also my second question is that the Obama administration is supposed to be giving, like, reform legislation for No Child Left Behind. And I did some research on Arne Duncan, who's the Secretary of Education. And before that, he was the CEO of the Chicago Public Schools. And, you know, we all know how that's going right now.
And it's going well. They're really dumbing people down, and they're not allowed to have their parents make them lunch, but that's what you expect in a prison system. Was that your question or your statement?
Well, that was my statement, just because since Arne Duncan's Secretary of Education, how would you start going about trying to...
All right, stay there. We'll be right back.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. The earthquake, tsunami, and nuclear disaster that killed thousands of Japanese citizens is nothing compared to the devastation that could be caused by hyperinflation that will soon hit the United States and could lead to millions of Americans becoming homeless, all caused by the devalued U.S. dollar. While the mainstream media continues to ignore inflation, our friends at the National Inflation Association provide a free weekly newsletter that educates Americans to the facts and truth about the U.S. economy and inflation. I urge you to sign up at the NIA's free newsletter at www.inflation.us to learn how you can not only survive, but prosper during the upcoming hyperinflation crisis. Silver has more than doubled since the NIA declared silver the best investment for the next decade on inflation.us. The NIA's team of expert economists are happy to answer any economic questions you have about inflation, debt, currencies, real estate, precious metals, and commodities. Visit inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from Big Berkey Water Filters.com to get your choice of two Berkey sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Sight Glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Yeah, to the last caller, I mean, the entire Chicago mafia is replacing a lot of the other D.C. mob because they're so vicious, so evil. They know how to get guns. They know how to dumb kids down. They know how to shake down business owners. They are Don Corleone. And it's just a total takeover. I mean, you know, in Chicago, it's like, yeah, your parents not going to be able to bring, not have your kids a lunch. We run your kids. They're slaves to us, and you don't pack a lunch for your kids. You buy the lunch from Don Corleone. You buy it from Mayor Daley. You understand me, prisoner? You work for us. You live for us. You understand that. And now we're going to run the whole country. Lou Ann, you're on the air from Illinois. Welcome.
Yes. Hello. I just want to say that I live in Chicago, and my daughter was in the Chicago public school system back in the 1980s. And the same thing that that you are talking about today, they were doing back in the 1980s. The only difference I see is that they have come public with it now. They are actually telling the citizens, you know, what they are doing. Back in the 80s, it was a total cover-up. And if you try to explain to anybody what you were experiencing.
By the way, ma'am, I hate to interrupt you. You mean not letting you pack a lunch for your child. The head spokesperson for the Chicago school system said other schools are doing it, but we're not going to tell you which ones. That's in the Chicago Tribune yesterday. You're absolutely right. Even now they're saying, listen up, Mac, you think we're going to tell you what we're doing? Your kid belongs to us. Now pay the money. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Absolutely. Yes, that is what they told me back in the 80s when my daughter was a student in the Chicago public system. They told me to my face, they said, your daughter does not belong to you. She belongs to us. And they took my child away from me.
Oh.
And they did that very clandestine. They went behind my back secretly and took my custody away, and I didn't even realize.
And then they tell the children, mommy doesn't want you anymore. You talk to these kids, and then you learn it. You know, they grab your kid and say, your mommy doesn't want you anymore, to make the child not like you. Did they do that to your daughter?
Oh yes, oh yes. Yes, sir. They did that. They did all of that.
Pure
and
evil.
More.
Pure scum.
Pure. Yeah, and I tried to explain it to my family, and my family turned against me. It was a horrible, horrible
Because
experience.
No one wants to stand up to the government.
No, they
don't. It's like, I mean, look, if they ordered Americans to put their kids in meat grinders, a lot of them would do it.
They would. Yes. Yes. So I experienced all of that. So I just want the audience to know that these things are real and that Alex is telling the truth.
Well, did you ever get back with your daughter after she grew up and got out of their system?
Yes, it has been very, very difficult, a very hard struggle, but we're back on track now. We're getting to be back to normal mom and daughter.
Well, the way to break through to your kids is to explain the system's the enemy, they did this to you, and that she wins by having love and getting back in the family. You guys win by not letting them destroy your family, your culture, your system. We all win when we don't fight with our husbands and wives. We all win when we stay healthy. We all win when we love each other and hate the globalists. You hear what I'm saying, Lou Ann?
Oh, yes. You're right. You're right, Alex. You're absolutely right.
God bless you, man. We've got to hang together or hang separate. And I want to go to Jackie, Chip, and Alan, but I got piles of work to do after the show. Retransmission's coming up. We'll be back, Lord willing, tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Life is so short. Make sure you live it to the fullest, and that means living for liberty. Helping other people, but also helping yourself be secure and strong. Ladies and gentlemen, the people that run the government are a bunch of scum. Low level, they're just a bunch of idiots. High up, they're a bunch of manipulating con artists, scumbags, taking over society. They think that we're all their slaves. They think your children are their slaves. It's time to let these scumbag criminals know we're not your slaves, scumbag.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.